Blog Talk Radio.
Encouraging an awareness and oneness for the fulfillment of your soul's purpose in this lifetime, knowing that all is well and that universal love is the answer, this is Dr. Michael's Mystical Wisdom. And welcome back, everybody, to Dr. Michael Leike's Mystical Wisdom. Our topic for this week is a very popular one, and it's called Soulmates. And be sure to join us a little bit later in the program for this. But right now, let's take a few moments to go inward. We sit in the love energy of the presence, and we take a deep breath, releasing the breath. We feel the peace, the love, the joy, the higher intelligence, the wisdom, for God is everywhere. There is no place Source is not. Therefore, where we are, Source is. Creation is. The presence. In this energy of creation, of life itself, we sit, knowing that we already are living an even greater life, an even greater existence. Already we are living the life of infinite wisdom and infinite possibilities. Already we are living in perfect wholeness and health, even now. And we are grateful. Infinite joy, infinite wisdom is working through us now, as us, and forevermore. And we give thanks. We release this word, knowing that it shall, can, will return, multiplied of itself, never void. We let it be so now, and unto forevermore. And so it is, and so it is. Amen. 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 We take the sacred breath in, releasing with the sound. And we'll be back.
For more than a decade, Dr. Michael Leike has written and produced more than 33 books, an oracle deck, CDs and DVDs of a metaphysical nature or spiritual nature designed to improve the quality of your life and inspire the evolution of your soul in this lifetime. Check out Dr. Michael Leike's website at www.drmichaelleike.com.
Soulmates. Why are most of us drawn to find a mate? Is it just nature, or is there something more? Moreover, why are we obsessed with finding our true soulmate? Is it the thrill of the hunt, curiosity, or is there a genuine desire to hold on to that special gift which may be bestowed upon us one day, our true other half? In the whole scheme of things, there is so much more, the unseen, that comprises our universe on all levels. What is most important to grasp is that we are all from the one primal source energy, or God. This is also known as the universal soul, where body is light, or God's first begotten. The Bible states, "And from the light all things come forth." This could imply that individual souls came forth from the light in a higher spiritual realm before manifesting into physical form. To manifest as individualized expressions of God doing God's will, each soul had to divide into male and female energy, in order to also give the illusion of separateness. At the same time, these energies could also become not only divided as male and female, but various combinations thereof, which manifest as transgendered, bisexual, etc. Though separated, the energies still hold on to common energy attraction, having originally come from the One. Thus, the eternal search to find one's soul or spiritual mate, separated at spiritual birth, so to speak. Throughout the various incarnations or lifetimes, the souls get more and more separated However, on the rare occasion, they actually reunite, either on a physical plane or on a heavenly non-physical level or plane of existence between lifetimes. How does one recognize one's true spiritual soulmate? For one thing, there is a general feeling of familiarity, but this could be because of their souls intermingling out of the host bodies during sleep. It could be they met already on a non-physical level or even on a physical level in previous lifetimes, but did not recognize each other and therefore did not follow up on this. So on some level, they are remembering each other from previous physical incarnations. Besides the unreliable feeling of familiarity, there is also an uncanny sharing of values, lifestyles, and even similar physical appearance. They may also share the same spiritual outlook and values. This is because they are both originally from the same soul. The urge to love one another and to engage in sex is really the unconscious urge to reunite with one's other half, literally, on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. But does this mean that they will stay together? Acknowledging that they are soulmates, they must also agree to stay together in some sort of committed relationship, despite any earthly situations that may come along to challenge their spiritual bliss. If one or both do not have this commitment, taking into account any karmic and personal ego will issues as well, they may choose to separate and or move on to another relationship. A soulmate relationship does not guarantee longevity, but the awareness of it and the understanding of the rarity of this could promote a greater commitment between the two parties. Regardless, the soulmate relationship could manifest from lifetime to lifetime, with both parties aware of it or not, and choosing to stay united or not. Let's take a few moments to go inward once again. Right here and right now, in the presence of the presence, we feel the peace, the love, the joy, the creativity that we are. In our awareness of being an individualized expression of the all, we proclaim, we affirm, and we declare our purity, our perfection is. We are already living a life of God Almighty, God All Prospering, God All Joyous. Right here and right now, any former blocks, hindrances, and obstacles to perfection and expressing of perfection are gone, melted away into God's already perfect light. Even now, the sweet perfection of life seeking to express through us as us already is in the mind of the universe. Oh, we feel good about this word, knowing that it is the law of life, the law of the universe, and in gratitude and appreciation, we release the word, knowing that it shall, can, will, return to us multiplied, never void. For it is the law of life. We give thanks that we are already living the law of life, and all that we can be, we let it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. And we'll be back.
For a decade now, Dr. Michael Lecky has been presenting his online mystical and metaphysical presentations, lectures, daily meditational moments, podcasts, and now his live streaming video broadcasts designed to improve the quality of your life and encourage the evolution of your soul. Join Dr. Michael Lecky's live streaming broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Facebook, and YouTube.
Thank you so much for joining us again this week for Dr. Michael Lecky's Mystical Wisdom. We look forward to having you join us again next week. Until then, peace and richest blessings. Encouraging an awareness and oneness for the fulfillment of your soul's purpose in this lifetime,
Knowing that all is well and that universal love is the answer, this is Dr. Michael's Mystical Wisdom.